CBS Eye on the World with Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. I'm John Batchelor, and we welcome Rick Fisher of the International Assessment and Strategy Center. Looking at remarks by Xi Jinping, the General Secretary of the Chinese Communist Party, about his plans for his military presentation to the world in these next days. Rick, I read from Reuters, Beijing. China will accelerate the building of a world-class military and strengthen its ability to build a strategic deterrent capability, according to Xi Jinping. China must adhere to the party's absolute leadership of the military, Xi said in a speech before delegates of the Great Hall of the People. Rick, interpretation. What does Xi Jinping, the general secretary, mean by world-class, and what area of military should we watch to see if he's following through on his surprising boast? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Good evening, Gordon. This is Xi Jinping throwing down the gauntlet at the pinnacle of his power. He has often spoken of the goal of building a world-class military. He's done this many times. That means China wants a military that is able to win wars around the world, including against the United States. And China, for the last basically 2 years, has been sprinting to nuclear superiority over the United States, especially. And to answer your question, this is the area that we must watch most closely, because as China launches toward levels of nuclear warheads that exceed 3,000, 4,000, maybe 5,000, this is being done with an eye towards coordination with Russian nuclear forces. Now, they don't come out and say this, but the body language for the last decade has pointed in this direction. And we must be prepared to deter not just a China striving for nuclear superiority, but also aligned and coordinated with Russian nuclear forces, likely at a time calculated to force the United States to surrender and cease its support for democratic Taiwan so that the American military network in Asia begins to collapse.
Gordon, you have a question for Rick.
Rick, the United States and the Russian Federation are in the New START Treaty, which limits warheads, deployed warheads, to 1,550, although technically you can have more because of the counting rules. But the point is that the United States and Russia have agreed to a limitation. China is not a party to New START. The Biden administration, like the Trump administration before it, has tried to get China into discussions on arms control. But Biden, like Trump, like Obama, has failed. What do you see as the proper course of action for the United States? I would tend to think that it's getting out of New START, but what are your views?
Absolutely, Gordon. New START is a threat to the security of all Americans today, because the Biden administration, one of the first decisions of President Biden coming into office in January 2020 was to extend American adherence to New START for another 5 years until 2026. This is absolutely wrong. As China comes online with thousands of new warheads and is poised to coordinate nuclear coercion at a minimum with Russia, the United States should get out of New START, just like Donald Trump got out of the Intermediate Nuclear Forces Treaty, so that the United States could rebuild theater nuclear forces. And the United States should be putting warheads back on our ICBMs and SLBMs that we took off to comply with President Obama's New START treaty with Russia.
Rick, this idea of a world-class military, that would include the Navy. And to my understanding right now, the PLA Navy is aspirational. They have a lot of gray hulls, white hulls, I understand. But the first island chain has not been solved, especially because their anti-submarine warfare is adequate, not superior. So the expectation that China can present a threat with nuclear weapons alone seems far-fetched unless and until they solve their ability to get out of the first island chain. Has something happened? Is the PLA Navy suddenly ready to accelerate and solve that chain?
Yes, John. There are two major efforts afoot on the part of the People's Liberation Army. The first effort is the intense concentration on winning the war over Taiwan. If they can occupy Taiwan, murder that democratic government, then Taiwan will break the first island chain in half and force Japan, South Korea, as far away as Australia, to reevaluate their alliance relationships with the United States, because we will not be able to completely guarantee their security like we can today when Taiwan presents that first island chain wall right at China's nose geographically. If they can conquer Taiwan, then they will have a place to base their Navy and base their power projection air force, which is the second major effort. In 2014, a Chinese National Defense University report stated China required 400 new Y-20 or C-17 size intercontinental transport aircraft. They build up to that level, then their power projection can go by sea and by air.
Gordon, you have a quick question. We have about a couple of minutes.
Rick, to invade Taiwan, most people assume that they'd have to have a combined air, land, and sea operation. Is China capable of doing that?
Gordon, they are on the cusp of that capability. They simply have to convince themselves that they can succeed, that they can dominate American forces in the region and secure ports and airfields to mobilize thousands of civilian ships and aircraft to bring in the millions of soldiers and occupation forces needed to finally end Taiwan's democratic era.
Rick, right now, give us a timeline. What is the thinking in Washington and in the Pentagon? We have less than a minute. 5 years, 2 years, what?
John, opinions likely vary, but I think you could find a consensus that the largest danger is within the next 5 years.
5 years. So Xi Jinping's first term of his third term, first half of his third term, 5 years, I understand. Rick Fisher of the International Assessment and Strategy Center, looking at the remarks of Xi Jinping to his delegates at the Great Hall of the People, a world-class military, and strengthen its ability to build a strategic deterrent capability. Gordon Chang, at Gordon G. Chang. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.